Psalms 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. In Hebrew, Mizmor leDavid Adonai Roi lo echsar. Here we see the name of Adonai, Jehovah, followed by the word Roi, which means shepherd. God is called a shepherd, Jehovah the shepherd. It continues with lo echsar, which means, literal translation is, I won't miss anything. I shall not lack anything. Roi, shepherd, back in the days of the Bible, was a very prevalent description and attribute to a leader. But when we come and take the full metaphor of this world, we look at the attributes of a sheep that cannot survive without a shepherd. A sheep is an animal that can fall off cliffs, doesn't think of its own, even though it is not aware of that. It's a clear parallel, a comparison between sheep and mankind. Mankind thinks he might be on the right path, but he might fall. Mankind is lost unless he follows a shepherd. Now, there are many shepherds, but Jehovah being the shepherd, once you have that, what David is saying, once Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall never lack anything, because he can lead me to any fountain, again, physical, spiritual, mental. Once one is in touch with Jehovah the shepherd, one always walks the right path. One will not fall off the cliff. One will always find his food. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Again, the metaphor of a sheep, as we know, cannot protect itself. It cannot care for itself. The shepherd acts as the leader and the protector of the flock. And David, being a shepherd himself, knows and is fully aware of this exact metaphor, knows that only by following God and by calling him God my shepherd, knows that God is the one that protects and keeps and feeds him. We can also see that David continues to speak about the qualities of Adonai Roi. He says, you will make me lie down in the pastures of greenness, and you will lead me to the quiet waters. You will uplift my spirit, and you will guide me through the circles of righteousness. So continues in verse 4 to say, even if I walk in the valley of darkness, I will not fear, because you are with me. So even when the sheep will walk on the high ledge, on the high cliffs, when the roads are very small and the sheep itself can fall, it does not have fear in its heart, because he knows Adonai Roi is with him all the time. He knows that he will guide him and knows how to take him on those very, very small paths into those green pastures, into those quiet waters, into those circles of righteousness. Now, as we know, David had a very turbulent life, being marked as the successor of King Saul. He was on the run all the time, and he gives God the credit of protecting him and guiding him through those turbulent times when he was hiding in caves, hiding in the fields, couldn't show his face in the land. And God, as his shepherd, always knew how to direct him through those turbulent lands, not only physical, but also spiritual, questions of faith, questions of belief, questions of survival. God, Adonai Roi, was the one who guided him through all those